Hey guys, it's Sam.
And James.
And we are back with another episode Down the Rabbit Hole. This week's announcements.
There are no big announcements.
Yeah, so the announcement being that there are no announcements.
So that's actually, I'd say, our biggest announcements thus far.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, out of everything, that's our biggest one. So, like, hold on to that one, guys. It's big news.
Remember it. It's important.
Remember it like you remember the 5th of November.
Yes. So,
jumping right into it.
Yeah, this week, continuing our discussion on the rise and fall of the American Empire, democracy.
Or as men of culture would say, democracy manifest.
Yes, yes. We're talking about democracy and all the bullshit surrounding it and how it's bullshit, why it's bullshit, and you.
Yeah, I mean, like, we'll go our entire, you know, school lives for those of us that are public schooled, and you're taught throughout the entire thing that democracy is just the best system in the world. There is no better. Like, it doesn't get any better than this. It's like, no, it's pretty fucking trash.
Yeah. You can boil it down to simple terms. The absolute simplest base terms of democracy being that it is just two wolves and a lamb deciding what's for dinner.
Yeah, and when you put it on a large scale, like in a nation, it comes down to the fact that it's just mob rule.
Yeah.
Mob rule by a majority that thinks that they're acting morally, just because they're the majority.
No, nobody wants to see themselves as the bad guy. No one chooses that role for themselves. So,
and as we know, the most dangerous thing is the villain who thinks that he is acting to the betterment of his fellow man.
Yeah.
Because there is no moral conflict there. They think they're doing what's right, when in reality they're the villain.
Such as Thanos.
Or you think that Adolf Hitler thought that he was a villain? No, he probably thought he was, like, God's gift to the fucking earth. So,
yeah.
Of course he had no moral conflict within himself. He thought that he was doing the right thing. And that's one of the issues when you put these people into power.
So the issue here being, the majority is always going to think that what they're doing is right for themselves, for their fellow man, for everyone.
Even if 49% of the other people disagree.
Yeah. They always feel somehow morally justified in their actions, in their decisions, in their bullshit. And the problem with this is, regardless of whether or not their decision is right, the fact of the matter remains that they are forcing their decision on other people.
Yeah.
And they have no right to do that. No one has a right to choose how other people may live their lives.
Even if it's a 9-to-1 vote, you don't get to decide how number one lives his life.
Exactly.
Like, you don't. It doesn't matter how many of you agree or disagree. Like, you have the right to rule over your life. Doesn't matter how many people agree with you, you do not get to dictate the choices of others.
Exactly. And the thing is, when it comes down to this mob mentality, when it comes down to, well, you have to do it because there's more of us than there is of you, that's a threat.
Oh, it definitely
like
is.
Like, whenever you're on the fucking playground and you're bullying some kid or whatever, mm-hmm. He's going to come back with his friends, and he's going to, preferably in his favor, he's going to have more friends than you do, and he's going to say, you fuck off, there's more of me than there is of you, because he's going to defend himself. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone always feels that what they are doing is in defense. So when it comes to democracy, the moral majority, which is just a mob rule trying to force you to live to their standards, they feel justified in their decision because there is more of them than there is of you. Even if it's, say, making healthcare a right, or taking away your guns, or building a wall, or all these things.
Social security.
Ugh. Socialist security. Fuck off. But all these things that they all feel that for them, they feel this is right. And they're going to force it as a decision for people who adamantly disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
They do so by banding together and throwing their vote. They're just trying to show what side they're on. They're trying to show who they're representing. And then they feel like, okay, because we have the majority, we're right. It's not a matter of who's right. It's a matter of, if it came down to fists, who would win.
Yeah, I mean, just how, you know, legality does not equal morality, the majority does not equal morality either. And especially when it comes to like a nation like the United States, which is heavily divided. I mean, usually our like the presidential election is decided at a 49% to 51% vote.
That's also possibly that it's being rigged.
There's lots of rigging software
that will make it come down just splitting a hair.
Splitting the hair. It's like, oh, we were so close. We better get out and vote harder next time because it'll totally make a difference. But and like one of the biggest issues past the mob rule is this mob is usually ran by very uninformed people.
Idiots, to say the least.
Yeah.
Just in a word, idiots.
And the sad thing is, even for the informed voters out there, the few of them that exist, you're so outmatched, outnumbered. You're in the minority, actually, which sucks in a democracy to be the minority. You're outnumbered by the uninformed voters, the people that have no fucking clue what they're doing. I mean, there have even been studies done that prove that a lot of people don't know who they're voting for. They only cast their vote for this person because they recognize the name or because it's the party that they support.
For instance, let's talk about when Donald Trump got elected. A lot of dumbass Republicans voted for Trump just because he was running Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Little did they know that he was going to enact a socialist program to build a socialist wall along the border, which show me countries that had walls that were not communist. Show me. I'll wait. But he's infringing on your gun rights. Not the Second Amendment. Fuck the Second Amendment. I don't need a piece of paper to tell me I can have a gun or what I can do with that gun or any fun bells and whistles and laser pointers I can have on that gun. Ooh, and bump stocks and suppressors and high capacity magazines. But Trump doesn't give a shit, and his voters don't give a shit either. They all swear to be adamantly Republican and right wing and in favor of gun ownership rights and so on and so forth. But Trump, more than more recent past presidents, has been just consistently infringing on gun rights over and over and over, and they're all bending over to suck his dick.
That's the thing. At this point in time, his followers are so rabidly for him, he could do whatever the fuck he wants, and they're still gonna say, well, it's better than Hillary. It's like, but Hillary would be doing similar shit if she wasn't, like, really, honestly, at this point, I feel like any president would be doing this exact same fucking thing, because the president's just a fucking puppet.
It's not even the president who's running the show. They just use him as a figurehead, as a face of the whole thing. There's a deeper operation going on in the back, and they just need someone to pin the bullshit on. They need someone to blame.
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest role of the president in this day and age, is the one who takes the blame for the controversial decisions.
That's not to say that anything they do is good. It's not to say that they're better or anything. They're all bullshit. They're all trash. But there's more to it, and the president is just a scapegoat.
Definitely. And when it comes down to like the uninformed voters, I'd say the worst of the uninformed voters are probably the single-issue voters.
Yeah.
They're the ones that completely throw out the campaign and the promises and the plan of like all everything else that a politician, you know, has their campaign sitting on. It's like, oh, well, they don't support gun rights, so I'm not voting for them. Or, oh, they do support gun rights, so I'm going to vote for them. And, or it comes down to, like, gun rights or health care or
like,
abortion.
Or like
whatever
public,
the fuck it may be.
Public school teachers voting based solely on what that person is going to do for public school funding.
Or better yet, what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, what they say. They don't hold to their promises.
No, they rarely ever do. And that's the funny thing, is, like, you'd think that people would see after a while that no matter how you vote, no matter who gets elected, they're going to go back on their promises.
Every time. That is the only thing that you can rely on a politician to do, is be unreliable.
Yeah. that's a good way to put it. But the single-issue voters, I believe, are an issue because, and really it kind of shows the pointlessness of democracy, or like one of the biggest flaws, is you're not going to find a candidate that wholeheartedly aligns with your viewpoints.
Ever. Unless you run yourself.
Yeah, unless you yourself run, yeah.
But then everybody would be running, and it would just turn into a skirmish of people beating the shit out of each other left and right to destroy the competition. So one of them can rule over the now dead population. I support this.
I would
this.
Say let's do that. That welcome, sounds better.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch.
We are the Thunderdome in America. But,
and that's kind of what it comes down to, like, why we should just rule over ourselves. So long as you're not hurting someone else, what's the fucking issue?
Don't infringe on other people's rights, you'll be fine. Don't give people a reason to kill you, and logically they won't kill you.
Ideally.
Unless they're on that good old biker crank.
Them bath salts.
Ooh. Just let them lose their mind for a second, and you'll die. It's fun.
It's a great time. Death, have you ever tried dying?
Death is inevitable. I welcome it.
But really, when it comes down to past the single issue voters, the uninformed voters,
like
when it evolves beyond that, and the funny thing is, George Washington himself warned against the party system.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, don't form parties because then people are going to
go wildin'.
Yeah, they're gonna go wildin' at these parties. But
they're not parties, they're ragers.
It gives you a platform to create single issue voters and uninformed voters because they're gonna feel like they don't need anything else like to go off of. I don't have to look into their promises or their campaign or anything.
They put their absolute trust into the party.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, just the party.
That is some hard statism.
I mean,
that's
if Hillary Clinton ran as a Republican, I feel like there would be red states that would vote for them.
Right? I mean, Donald Trump ran as a Republican, and he got voted for.
Yeah, and he was actually a Democrat for the longest time.
Big New York Democrat that they all fucking hated, and I remember he said back in the 90s, he said in an interview that if he was to run for president, he'd do it as a Republican because they're fucking stupid, and they would vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure enough, he did it.
He fucking did it.
And he's working on doing it again, you dumbasses. Oh, it hurts.
It really does.
It hurts my soul.
It just keeps going, and it's just this endless cycle, just over and over and over, of people constantly just being deliberately uninformed when they vote, because like they feel like all they have to know is the person's party. But yeah. No, as you can see from Trump, sure, he ran and is elected as a Republican, and Republicans are typically supposed to be all for small government and gun rights.
So they claim.
Trump expands ICE and starts banning fucking guns. Like, it see, like, his party doesn't matter.
Well, see, the thing is, he's expanding the standing military of America. This whole domestic army that's staying here and fucking us. He's expanding it to the point that he doesn't have the resources to arm them all, so he's just going to start confiscating your guns to give it to new cops. He's recycling.
Yeah.
Goddamn Democrats and their fucking recycling.
He's also all for civil asset forfeiture and eminent domain.
There's nothing civil about civil asset forfeiture.
No.
I will get fucking crazy.
It's just legal theft.
Legal.
I hate civil asset forfeiture with a fucking passion. Also, now home equity theft, after our last week in Anjo, actually delving into what the fuck home equity theft is.
That's some bullshit.
I'm sure Trump's all for that, too. I mean, if he's all for civil asset forfeiture and eminent domain, I'm sure he's all for home equity theft.
Why wouldn't he be?
But when it comes to these parties, really what that leads to is the divide. It leads to tribalism. It leads to people, you know, basically saying, my side is better than yours just because it's my side.
And that, it makes a really good distraction.
It does.
This tribalism, these people pairing off with their parties and making their little camps and hating each other and not worrying about anything else. It keeps them distracted from the reality of what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans are too busy hating liberals to give a shit that Donald Trump is definitely the opposite of what they would typically vote
this
for.
This is how we're going to own the libs. We're going to do what they want.
I've actually seen people post shit for Trump 2020 saying, make libtards cry again. Like, that's literally all you care about? That's literally your single issue. Yep. You're an uninformed voter, and your single issue that you're voting for
is my party is better than yours.
It hurts. And then you've got other people. You have Democrats who are voting on their party just to piss off Republicans. Like, they're literally at this point, they just want to piss each other off.
Yeah.
That's all they're worried about. The politics be damned. Who cares about how the government operates, which it doesn't. But who cares about anything else going on? They just want to piss each other off. Their first goal at this point is to piss each other off.
Well, that's the shitty part about today's like political climate is it's never informed. It's never about morals or what you feel is right. It's always about shit-slinging.
Yeah.
And like you can even like look at debates, like presidential debates and whatnot. And it usually always devolves to shit-slinging. And even when you go
out... Or virtue signaling.
Or virtue signaling. Or you go outside of the government and you just try to talk to an average everyday statist, and the second they realize they can't defend their ideology, shit-slinging. Immediately, like, ad hominem
every fucking time. Every fucking time.
And, like, once you debunk everything that they say, they feel attacked. And then it just resorts to ad hominem. That's the state of the world.
I saw this post Larkin Rose actually put up. A couple of screenshots from a thread he was in. Talking about... There was this guy in there, super statist, and calling Larkin a pussy, a bitch boy, so on and so forth. And he said, do you feel that you cannot live your life without being told what to do by politicians? Or do you feel that other people cannot live their lives without being told what to do by politicians? And every time he asked this question, the guy just came back with, fight me, bitch, things like that. And he told him again. He's like, let me ask one more time. And he asked the question again. I think he asked like three times throughout this thread of this guy just saying, fight me, bitch, you're a little pussy. Like... Are you going to answer the question or not? It's a simple yes or no question, and you can't answer it. Like, you're this fucking dumb.
They know that it'll debunk their entire own, like, ideology.
And
the second they admit that you don't need politicians to tell you what to do, their ideology collapses on itself.
Either you admit that you don't need politicians, or you feel that you absolutely do need politicians. So either we have the government, and it's illegitimate at best, or... You want an absolute dictatorship. Like, that's... No.
I mean, if you ask Christopher Chase Rachels, I mean, he says that fascism is the quickest way to anarchy, so...
Okay.
Mein Führer, Rachels. Oh, that guy's a joke, but...
He's a bad joke.
You know, really the whole thing about it, though... Like, especially when it comes to the divide, that's the distraction.
It is.
Like, the divide is. People are too busy fighting one another to see what's going on. Like, usually when a controversial piece of legislation is going through the works of being passed, you have some big issue, like the government or the president will say something controversial, or there'll be a mass shooting, or the gun debate gets fired up for whatever reason it may be. But... There's always this...
Or Jeffrey Epstein gets suicided.
Yeah, but there's always this flood of shit that comes out that just, you know, sparks the divide and gets people fighting again while the government acts out whatever the fuck they want to do without the public's knowledge.
People are too distracted by each other, by whatever. They're too distracted and the government will work quietly and quickly.
And really when it comes down to it, it's all pointless in the end. Because in reality, you have no choice.
No.
It doesn't matter who you vote for.
Democracy is an illusion of choice at best.
Yeah, because, I mean, say that your vote does count. Your guy gets elected. Who's going to hold him to his campaign promises?
Yeah, who holds them accountable?
Clearly no one, because it never fucking happens.
Right.
But say your guy does get elected, you know... doesn't keep his campaign promises, so your vote didn't really fucking matter there because he's not even doing what he said that he would do. He's not doing what you voted for him to do. Or you can have the more likely situation, especially when it comes to like something like the presidency, rigged elections.
That too.
Elections are so easily rigged. You can see it throughout pop culture, like from small scale to big scale. That's always one of the biggest things about democracy is stuff in the ballot box.
Yeah.
Or dead people voting.
How did 1,000 kids vote you the prettiest girl in school when there's only 100 kids in school? Something doesn't make sense, Rachel. It's not adding up, Rachel.
God damn it, Rachel.
Are you okay?
I just like had a realization. I think that Rachel RD actually listens to the podcast. So I was like, not you. It's like, not you.
I don't know who that is.
Flameforged? Flame Blackfire? Rachel Blackfire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure she listens to the podcast. Rocket Skates. So, yeah, that one's not about you if you're listening.
We love you, Rachel.
But really, it's all an illusion. I mean, even if it comes down to your vote counts or your vote doesn't count, either the election could be rigged, which it's very easy to do, especially in the, even like before the electronic age, you had paper ballots. That's not that hard to fucking swap out. And now in the
electronic... paper ballots and a copier machine.
And a copier, yeah. And then now you have the electronic voting system, which can be fucking hacked. Anybody tries hard enough... it can be hacked. You can also have them rigged right out the gate. The Russians did it. But like you can even, you know, have them come out of the box rigged to favor a certain candidate or politician. And then, like I said a second ago, you also have the issue of dead people somehow casting their votes.
It happens.
Don't know how that works.
It's what they would have wanted.
It's what they. Well, we see they died a registered Democrat, so we just figured we'd go ahead and keep their legacy going.
It's what Grandpappy would have wanted.
Oh, man.
But then with adding to the illusion of choice, multiple choice is not free choice.
No.
And because every ballot that's ever put out always has limited options, and you have to pick only within that. If your candidate isn't up there, you don't get to pick them.
You could do a write-in, but how many people actually do write-ins?
Most people just stick with what they got.
Like, the only way that you would get me to vote is if it became compulsory, and what I would do then is I would write in Harambe on every single fucking ballot.
I would just vote for myself. Everyone should vote for themselves.
There you go.
And then the one guy who wins, you know he stuffed the ballot box, so we kill him. It's the simple solution. The easy
democracy one. To solve democracy. We vote, you die. We see you won the election. Thank you for being our sacrifice.
Praise the sun.
Oh my god, that reminds me of something where, it was in Fallout. It was actually in Fallout, the video game, where, people would... it was a democratic system within the vault. People would get elected to be overseer. They didn't get elected to oversee the vault. They got elected to be sacrificed. So the campaigns were opposite. It's like, no, I have a family and kids. Don't vote for me.
I'm voting for you, Johnny.
God damn it. Democracy is funny. It's a fucking joke that's ruining the country. I laugh, though I'm screaming and crying internally.
I'm always laughing internally because the world is goddamn hilarious.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? I also think it's funny that we're using an ancient fucking system of government that was founded in ancient Athens.
And it didn't...
that's hilarious.
Didn't result, eventually, in Caesar kind of getting, you know, murdered?
Well, he kind of, like, he got elected upwards, and then he declared himself the military dictator, and that's how he got stabbed.
I mean, you don't get elected upwards without democracy.
Either you get elected upwards with democracy, or you fucking take it by force.
He became the overseer.
He got elected, and then he got killed.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, too soon, James. Too soon.
It's only been a couple thousand years. Too soon.
But I really think that wraps it up, guys. But that wraps it up, I believe. You know, democracy in a nutshell is mob rule by the moral majority. And typically this moral majority is filled by uninformed voters as well as single-issue voters.
and then
majority or minority, you're gonna usually fall into your tribe, your clan, your camp, because democracy breeds tribalism.
It encourages it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole point.
The Republicans are only going to win if you vote Republican. Even you have to vote Republican.
Even if you have more than two parties or three parties. Like, I mean, you can look at Israel. Like, that's just the one I know off the bat. They have a lot of fucking parties in government. I mean, a lot of them.
They do like parties.
Everyone's still fucking tribal.
Yeah.
It's all about, oh, my party, my party, my party, and, like, not even stopping to think, what does this guy actually advocate? Nobody gives a fuck.
Why don't you drop out of the system?
It's easier to point at a flag and say yes than it is to actually fucking look into the individual you're voting for. So, of course, people are going to be uninformed. They're not going to look into it. They're just going to resort to tribalism. But the fun part of it all is when it comes down to it, doesn't matter how hard you fight, how much you vote, how hard you vote, if you could stick your dick in that ballot box and inseminate it with the seed of your ideals, it doesn't matter. It's all an illusion. Either the election is rigged, or the politician is not going to fucking adhere to their campaign promises.
And every single time, your vote is based within the small, confined box that you are given. You can write one in, and it'll get ignored. If you really think your vote counts, you're going to stick to the beaten path. You're going to stick with the options they give you, and they only pick the options they want you to have. They're not giving you any real choice. It's like, here, you can eat...
Yeah.
What was it? Giant douche and turd sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can choose between giant douche and turd sandwich.
It's one of the great... You know, South Park is a great show for political commentary.
Isn't it, though?
It really is. They go after both the left and the right, and I fucking love it.
Because fuck them both.
As our old roommate would say, there's a situation... There's an episode of South Park what is it? God, what did he say?
Directly relevant.
Directly relevant to any situation in life.
Ugh. I hate that guy. I don't miss him.
No.
Do not miss.
It's kind of true, though. At least in the political climate.
Another thing I want to add on tribalism, though. A lot of people treat their tribal politics a lot like sports fans do. Can you imagine if sports was the same way? Where, yeah, we know the Patriots played really hard, but unfortunately the Browns got voted the Super Bowl this year. You fucking what?
Through the power of democracy, we managed to make it to the Super Bowl without a single fucking legitimate win. That's how the Cowboys make it.
Yeah.
I don't even know a damn thing about sports, but I know that everybody hates on the Cowboys.
Fuck your team. I don't care if it's a sports team or a politics team. Fuck your team.
Fuck your team. I'm on no team. I'm on Team Black Flag.
Yes. Yes.
Meaning politics and the band. Check them out.
Hey.
But I think that really wraps up this episode of Down the Rabbit Hole. It's a little all over the place, a little difficult, but there's not really a lot to say about democracy. It just fucking sucks.
Democracy is bad.
It's really bad. Don't do it. Don't do votes.
Don't do democracy, kids.
Don't do democracy, kids.
Drop out of school. Don't vote.
I dropped out of school and I don't vote.
Hey. All right, we're going to cut it there. You guys have fun. We'll be back this weekend with another week in Anjo. And next week, continuing down the rabbit hole.
Our third segment of the American Empire. And then after that, we'll have a little wrap-up. A little conclusion.
And sorry again, Rachel, we love you.
yeah, don't die out there, guys.
Stay safe.